This Kennedy Malloy catch-up podcast means you can take the show with you anywhere. Industry fun lucrative. Make it super easy to take your super with you when you change jobs. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au/changingjobs. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia, and welcome to Kennedy Malloy, wherever you're listening to for us from. Hello.
Hello.
I got it out eventually.
You did.
Hi, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Great to see you guys.
All good. Everyone happy? Yeah. Ready to go? Okay. What a big show we've got. Uluru. Should we climb it? Maybe not. We'll have a chat.
Maybe not now.
Yeah, let's have a chat.
Exactly. The swimming controversy regarding Mack Horton.
It's really started a big world conversation now. It's a massive chat. We're going to speak to someone, maybe from the swimming fraternity.
Who can walk
us through it from their angle.
A California city has banned gender-specific language.
Okay, why?
Because people are sick of saying things like a manhole.
But it's a manhole.
Yeah.
It's now called a maintenance hole, I'll have you know. I'll have different ones of those. I'm sure men will enjoy it.
Hang around for that, everyone.
Hey. Well, a lot of women will enjoy it.
Be a cracking segment.
I like it. Hey, The Masked Singer. Have you heard about this show?
No, it's a new one.
Yeah, it's coming to Australia, Channel 10.
Channel 10. Wow. We'll talk you through that. It's a singing show.
It is a singing show.
Like a surprise show.
Something like that. I don't know. Who knows? It's a bit bizarre.
All right, I like it a lot. George Columbaris. Should he be put to death?
No.
There is a level of criticism out there that's building. Is it tall poppy syndrome? We're going to ask you. We're going to get you to tell us what you're thinking.
Is this
all overblown? What's happening?
Okay.
We may even ask our guest, Matt Preston.
Matt Preston's pretty close, very close to George. In fact, he would have been speaking to him the last 2 days because it's the grand final of MasterChef tonight on Channel 10. At 7:30, so
we should ask him who's going to replace George.
Don't you ask that.
Who would you like to work with on the next series?
Matt will be very defensive, I imagine.
Matt will be diplomatic as always.
We're going to speak with Belinda Barnett. She's a lecturer at Swinburne University in Victoria because...
Boring.
Now listen, I'll tell you why it's not. Instagram has decided to get rid of its likes.
Now, why didn't you start with that? Why didn't you say Instagram are getting rid of its likes? What?
Yeah, now, before anybody thinks, and it's been said, that Instagram are doing for altruistic reasons, Dr. Belinda, she's a doctor, by the way.
Okay.
She's going to perhaps put another argument. It's a little more sinister than what you
think. We might be getting to the nub of it after all of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We've got so much more to wade through. Keith Urban's written a song about his wife.
Oh, that's nice.
They're so in love, those two.
So.
They're very in love. And it's a very saucy song, and it's about what happens in the bedroom.
Don't give it away. Does Rob write you poetry?
What do you think?
What's the most romantic thing he's done for you lately?
He's bought me a nice bottle of rosé.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
That's more for him, I think. Glug, 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 and bang, game on.
No. He knows. Well, that's his form of writing me a love song.
All right. What about you, mate? Have you done anything kind for your...
Oh, she's got the tempered mattress, mate. So what else do I need? And a little bit of, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. How's the temper going?
Fantastic. It's a game changer.
You walk in with a smile on your face.
I have a great night's sleep. You know when sometimes you get out of bed, you're a bit sort of creaky, or your back's a bit sore or whatever? Not anymore. This is a game changer.
Now, I have to ask you, have you used the men's toilets in the building today?
Do not ever point the finger at me.
There's been an incident.
A massive incident. Jane. Level one.
Has someone unloaded?
Very much. In fact, it's blocked.
Well, how revolting.
It's blocked and clogged.
How revolting what is wrong with people.
It's been roped off with police tape. The men's toilets here. Someone.
Well, apparently it happened upstairs
as well. Has gone in and gone berserk. Maybe we've got a phantom.
I think there is a phantom pooper.
But this is the whole bowl, Jane. This is not just your little down the bottom. It's the
up the sides. Come on, people are having a cup of tea and a scone right now. That's disgusting.
Like a full-blown...
No, this is not...
All right, well, do we really have to talk about it? I was going to talk about something more interesting.
There's only three cubicles, too, so...
So what do you do? And now it's like...
You walk in, like, whoa, and you walk out again.
Moving on.
Pick a door.
Yes.
You go... It's okay for you. You use the...
Oh, the disabled toilet.
The disabled toilet.
Only when somebody who's disabled is not using it. I'm not going to go.
I've seen you pretend to limp.
Don't worry.
Walking in there as if
Farris has seen me in the disabled toilet too. Son.
How the relationship going between you and Farris?
It's excellent.
Yeah.
We are great mates.
Very comfortable.
Bit awkward.
This is Farris, our security guard, who walked in on me on the toot.
Yeah.
With my phone in my hand.
And he has been
and
not been quite right since.
In my bra and underpants. Hey, you know what I'm noticing, speaking of bra and underpants?
Mm-hmm.
Your phone's back.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what?
Well, not your phone.
Back. Is that the phone?
It's the new phone.
One. No, it's taken a whole week
to get this
iPhone
bloody
X.
phone back. Oh, you had an good. iPhone X last time.
No, I didn't.
Yes. You are.
What was that?
Surely.
What's so special about this
you
one?
You are the most.
That's an XR, by the way.
Whee. Yeah. What does that mean?
Ah, it's just the next model up.
Thank you.
Have you got everything back? Have you got your dick pics back?
I do have my dick pics back. And even the ones with the old filter, the age filter on them.
I'm so relieved because it's been very frustrating trying to get hold of you.
Well, there's a lot of stuff for view on there, which would have been.
There is not.
Well.
Well, there's some.
There's some
well, there's probably photos.
Ripe stuff.
No, I haven't put the filter on yet. So when Mick takes a photo of me, I go, give me that.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you do it.
I go, before you put that out. Yeah.
You're going the other way from the age filter, aren't you?
Yes.
Hey, so I'm back.
That's great. So we can start texting each other again and hanging out. And...
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so, Dave. I wouldn't have thought so.
All right.
It's a big show.
Thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fun run only to benefit members. The PDS at lucrf.com.au.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
An announcement from Network 10 that has just come through in the last minute. Network 10 today announced that Matt Preston, Gary Meehan and George Columbaris will not return as judges in the next season of MasterChef Australia.
Whoa.
Paul Anderson, who's the head of 10, said despite months of negotiation, 10 has not been able to reach a commercial agreement that was satisfactory to Matt, Gary and George.
Wow.
Now, this is an absolute bombshell.
Mm.
I'm thinking, what are you thinking, Channel 10? Don't do a stupid Karl Stefanovic on this.
Yeah.
Don't go and chuck out your major stars of your network.
Well, is this a,
without, what are you thinking? And they're saying, Australia's full of remarkable cooking talent and we can't wait to introduce another group, the next generation of exceptional judges in season 12 of MasterChef next year. And they want to thank Gary, George and Matt. Really, come on. What the longevity of this show. It could go forever.
Mm.
These guys should still be there. I'm going to discuss it with Matt Preston. We're probably got an exclusive here because we're the only people now have got Matt in the chair to talk to him in about less than an hour.
That's part of the success of the show is
well,
the three of them.
Of course it is, and it's the camaraderie between
the three
of them. Are
you sure that's the reason? I mean, the timing's incredible, isn't it?
They're not going to say, we're getting rid of George, and then the other two go off the back of George.
But they're not going to say, if. Oh, okay, so you know what Channel 10 are thinking.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do. Okay, forget it, everyone.
I don't know.
It has nothing to do with George Columbaris' current predicament.
Well, why would it? Why implicate two other people in their jobs and say, we're going to get rid of you all?
Well, but that's the easy way for all of them to get out of it and not implicate George.
I'm suggesting their timing is ridiculous to announce this. It's ridiculous,
unless
Channel 10.
Unless it's related to George Columbaris.
No, they're doing it because it's the final show. It's a final.
Why would they do that on their final show?
Because it's a publicity day, because afterwards MasterChef isn't on. It's the grand final tonight and they're putting it on now. That's what I reckon anyway.
Well, all right.
I'm not so sure.
The whole thing reeks of something.
Let's find out from Matt Preston. He might have a different thing, a different perspective on it, and say we're all in agreement. We decided this months ago that we weren't.
Also, why do you assume Channel 10 have made a terrible mistake? I mean, you don't know what they're asking. If we treat this as true. They can't reach a commercial settlement.
Because I don't think television networks respect their star system. And I think they are happy to get rid of people. And I'll use Karl Stefanovic again as an example. Mm. Channel 9 did not realise and know what an absolute star they've got there. And they don't treat people with respect.
Channel 7 should understand that I'm a huge star. And my commercial negotiations will be...
They bloody should. Because you are a star. And this is what I mean. There's just this cynicism involved and that just the talent. Stop calling people the talent. They're part of your success.
I prefer cattle. We just don't have the cattle at the moment to win the ratings. We just don't have the cattle.
This knee-jerk, if this is a knee-jerk...
Why are they all negotiating together?
Because they're a team and they're a buddy system.
But do they all have the same agent, do they?
No, I think they decided.
What, they're the cast of friends now, aren't they?
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Would they all be on the same money? Would they all be getting the same cut?
I believe so.
Right.
I would have thought Gary would be on a lot less. I'd like Gary. Gary listens to the show. He knows I'm joking.
No, that's a bombshell. Can
you know,
I
George
tell you?
Probably asked them to pay the $8 million because I will come back if you pay my fines.
Would not.
Well, how do you know, Jane?
Because George has had to really work hard to
you
do
seem
that.
You seem to be quite confident in what you're saying here.
On the front foot here.
What do you know?
I'm speaking from the heart, and I'm speaking from 30 years' experience in television.
Let's call it 50 years' experience.
Say 50 years, you dickhead? Go to some of the callers.
Okay, well, let's take some calls.
All right, and what do you feel, everybody, if this is what's happening? All your favourite judges from MasterChef are about to go.
Who's
what do you
be
reckon?
On, though? Maybe Poe gets a run on the new MasterChef.
She's had a run.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go to Jason. Hello, Jason.
Oh, this opens the door for Jane Kennedy.
Us too.
This opens it. Sorry, so one second,
about?
Jason. This opens the door for you.
Well,
I can see why you're.
That works against my argument.
Pumping your own tyres up. Going,
I'm not pumping mine. I'm pumping their tyres.
I'm a Star Channel team. Yeah. You'll pay me what I want when I come to MasterChef.
I am saying, don't get rid of them, you idiot. You're a clown. Jason, what
can
do
I
you
come
reckon?
On as like
be
the
quiet. Let me listen to the caller. Hello, Jason.
Matt and Gary are going out in sympathy because George has been given the boot and there's one in holding.
Well, that's assuming George has been given the boot. And we
George
don't
is
think
the weak link. George has brought the whole house down with his extracurricular activity. He's been punching guys at the soccer. He's been not paying his staff. He's a rogue.
But the controversy works, though.
He's gone rogue.
But what's, you know...
Well, tell me this. Why would Ten go to... I'm serious. Why would Ten go to such lengths to not sack him and protect him in the face of this controversy and saying, we're sticking by our man, and then go, we're getting rid of him because he wants too much money.
But what's the use of Channel 10 getting rid of all three of them? What's the advantage to them? Then they have to rebuild.
Because they're probably saying, mate, we can't. It's untenable for George to return. So he can't return. And you know what? Given that, I'm not sure the whole system works.
Go a clean slate.
Maybe we're better starting off.
Let's go to Eddie in the Shire in New South Wales. Eddie, what's your reading on this, mate?
Afternoon, guys. Yeah, look, I personally watched it years ago, going back years ago, but obviously the show's been really successful in the meantime and still gone for as long as it has.
Yeah.
If Channel 10 want one perfect example of why they shouldn't get rid of the three of them, it's what BBC did with the original cast of Top Gear.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right.
You are absolutely right.
So, and you know what happened? They wanted to get rid of Jeremy Clarkson, but the others said, you know what, we're going too. How do you know the same thing hasn't happened here?
Well,
George has got, they've gone, George is going, and those two out of loyalty have gone, you know what, sack us all. Okay, we have.
That's not the story that Channel 10 have announced.
So
let's go with what Channel 10
Channel 10 press release is the Bible.
They've
in
said
this instance,
despite months of negotiation.
Jane, you say...
Maybe 10 aren't paying them enough. They should pay them a lot. They should.
What do you reckon they're, so what what's do you reckon gonna, they're being paid?
I don't know.
Or just conservatively.
Oh, $1 million each?
Well, that's a lot of money. What are we on here?
Not
penalty. Penalty.
That's right. Overtime.
Listen, this is a good chat. Keep them coming. 133353. What's going on? What's your theory? Is it George's fault? Who should they replace them with? Yeah. Anything you want to add?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This announcement just released from Channel 10 in the last 10 minutes. Network 10 announces that Matt Preston, Gary Meehan, and George Colombas will not return as judges in the next season of MasterChef Australia. Boom, there it is.
Well, they're saying this in a jaw. This is what news.com is reporting right now. Network 10 have pulled the plug on Matt, Gary and George, confirming the trio will not return. And they print the same story that we've said, but it's a jaw-dropping move, as they say. And I think it's a jaw-dropping move. We want to talk to Matt and we want to find out what's going on.
We'll ask him that.
Yeah. We'll ask
at
him
five.
That. My wife will be gutted because she loves MasterChef and she invests all her time into this show.
Okay, well, here's something that, again, for networks who invest in people, viewers invest in these shows. Good luck getting three new people to come on board. Mm. Chefs are chefs. These guys were extraordinary. They're entertainers. Yeah. They got 10 years of flying hours. Yeah. If you think some nuff-nuff chef is going to come along and be host of a primetime show, good luck with that.
But, Jane, you're not privy to the details of a commercial agreement. Now, what if they're asking for $100 million? What if they're asking for something that is outrageous? I get what you're saying, that it should be
then
a last gasp.
Give it to them. I do say.
Just give whatever they want, give it to them.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know what they were asking. I don't know what the situation was.
Have you ever had any dealings with any of their management companies?
Yes.
Okay, so will you be privy to how they operate? So you'd know, do you think it would be an unreasonable request?
Look, I don't believe so. I think, too, these guys are comrades in arms, and that's why it's successful, because people, they go away together. It's organic and they've got a real relationship and a friendship. They've got a chemistry. You can't just, it's like radio shows. You can't bung people together.
But we all get that. I imagine Channel 10 would not go see you later to their best franchise in modern history unless they had no other option.
All right.
Okay, conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah.
Or do you want to go to the calls?
No. I want to hear conspiracy theory.
Does this not take the immediate heat off one off one George Columbaris, who you're going, the big story is George Columbaris.
Yeah.
It's out of control. They want him to go. How can we do it?
Mm.
Well, we'll trump it with a bigger story.
Yep.
I don't think that would sit well with George. I really don't. To have the other two go, all right, let's give it, let's all stick together and we're all in, we're all gone together.
No, I'm just saying it's a complete fabrication.
You think
it's
this is bullshit?
It's a complete and utter sidebar
to
distract us
all come back
from over there.
Right.
You know, if you think that you're never going to see him again, maybe the ratings will go through the roof tonight.
Right.
Mm. If you think this could be the highest rating show of the year tonight.
That's very interesting.
It drops
theory.
The George Columbaris conversation, which was almost going to wing it.
Yeah.
And then down the track they go, you know what, we've all made our peace.
Mm. We've got an interesting situation because we are concerned because of this just dropping. We've had Matt Preston booked. And Matt, if you're listening now, please come in because that's what
Matt will honour his agreement.
Matt will honour his agreement, I'm sure.
Steve is on the line. Steve, what do you make of all this?
Hey, Mick Jones, love your show.
Good on you.
I'd love to know what you two think. I obviously know George, but George has to go. He stole nearly $8 million.
Well, that's...
I've got children who work in that industry.
No,
people get to rip them off.
I totally get that. I totally understand what a hard industry that is for all concerned. And yes, there is a school of thought out there that a $200,000 fine is chump change.
And he has paid it back.
For an organisation that has...
And not just George's organisation. He's become the poster boy for this, Neil Perry's just also been investigated. I think there's a lot of restaurants.
There's big news coming in that department, isn't there?
Well, I think so also. It's effectively put changes in to an industry. So there's a bit of a silver lining involved with George's, what he did.
So George is a hero.
No, I'm not saying George is a hero.
We should get round George.
No.
There should be a statue of George up out the front of the Labor movement.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Let's have another call. Right. People are thinking very similar things. Darren, what did you have to say?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, perhaps this is a chance for them to start a new show on Amazon Prime.
Well, you're talking about Top Gear.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm telling you right now, as you said, and Jane makes the point, a chemistry like this comes along, it's like bottling.
Yeah.
You know,
hold on to it.
Yeah. Why wouldn't another network swoop, holus bolus, and go, hey, George, Gary?
Yeah. Well, currently, Channel 9's the only network now without a, like, we've got My Kitchen Rules on 7.
Mm.
Channel 9, if they were smart, would start having meetings now and they would have to do the same type of show. Was that the, because it's not the end of the MasterChef franchise.
Right.
Mm.
But those three on another network in a fresh show.
Yep.
I wonder if those calls are being made right now.
I wonder if they are too.
Hang in there. We'll keep taking your calls. We will check on Matt Preston's progress.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll honour his agreement.
I'm sure.
We hope so.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
So the big story is not long ago, announcement from Channel 10 that MasterChef is no more, could not reach a commercial agreement with Matt, Gary and George. Jane's already been on the phone trying to pitch her own show. You would be there. What would you do?
Sweet, savoury?
No, I would not.
Who would be your team? Who would you get together if you were to pitch for MasterChef? You'd be very good on MasterChef.
You'd be
a natural host of that show.
What are you doing?
You?
And a woman?
I'd be very good on MasterChef.
You would.
Who would? We've written 5 cookbooks. Most of them are now at petrol stations in the discount bin, but they were very, very good. So, and you can cook like an angel.
Yeah.
I am not gunning to be the new judge on MasterChef.
I think you
But there's a show there now. They're not gunning.
There's a show there. It's ready to go.
Right in front of you.
Who would you have on? Who is your favourite chefs? Who would you have on with you?
My favourite. I'm saying here's the problem. That most chefs are chefs and they're not entertainers. Mm-hmm. And this is what Channel 10 has to seriously think about before you start putting on Peter who does the snow cone and all that stuff. I mean, mate, we got to have that guy five nights a week. That's going to be a struggle.
So you are an entertainer.
Mm. I am an entertainer.
20 years or 30 years
okay, yeah.
in the business. You happen to be a great...
Film, radio.
I mean,
Matt Preston wasn't a chef. He was just a critic.
Yeah, right.
Okay, but
so he knows food. You know food.
Yeah.
11 years, those three guys have built up such a relationship
with
the audience.
So let it go.
Well, I won't let it go, and I refuse to believe it, and I think this is some sort of prank.
Do you think I just don't believe
that Channel 10 would do what Channel 9 have done with Karl Stefanovic. Mm. Why would you get rid of your biggest star?
This is their biggest show too, isn't it, on 10? Like, this is huge. This is the one, yeah.
I remember going to the upfronts, which is where they preview what's coming on. The very first year I went to the upfronts and they had the first year of MasterChef.
Yes.
And I remember walking off out with the program...
David Mott.
At the time, I remember shaking my head going, David, MasterChef, no one's going to watch
really?
That.
Really?
And, to the head of programming at Channel 10.
Can I tell you, I've been watching MasterChef as a franchise for nearly 20 years because I have been watching for 10 years prior to the Australian one coming. I watched the MasterChef UK.
Oh, right.
Now, it's a very different type of show. It's not as big, bang, buzzy as the Australian franchise has been made. This show concentrates more on the food and is a bit more quiet. It's not as big and bouncy. Mm. But they have the same judges on as well, the same team that you just part of the appeal of the show is watching.
Go on, Jane, let it go.
I am not going to let it go.
My conspiracy theory is this is to distract us from the fact that this show will be the highest rating show of the year tonight after this announcement, okay?
Well,
no
sure.
doubt about it.
Yeah.
And it also distracts from the fact that George Colombaris has been rorting the system and was bringing negative vibes
to the show.
A lot of pressure for him to go. Well. Here we have a very, very diplomatic
All right, well, let's
step.
Hear what people are saying.
Barry.
Hello, Barry.
What say you?
Oh, Barry.
Barry, mate.
Hello, Barry.
G'day, Jane. How you doing?
Yeah,
what
good.
Are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I reckon, well, just pull the whole lot on MasterChef. Let the boys go and let them start up a show called Restaurant Reality. Mm. And let's see what really happens in restaurants. Let's see how George did what he did. Let's see the guy shelling peas on the toilet. Let's see
a table of people doing a runner.
A bit of Gordon Ramsay's tried that, and it's been successful with Gordon, and he again, because he's a rare breed. I mean, how many chefs are there around? Gordon's a chef, but he's also an entertainer, and this is what you have to remember. You've got to have... you know, a bit of showbiz about you.
Mm. All right, we like it.
These guys, they're great too. They are great in
I agree they are.
And they can throw anything out there and make it fantastic.
Good on you, Barry.
Thanks,
Good
Barry.
Call. Brett, what are you saying, mate?
Dump the whole lot.
Oh, that's your answer.
Wish you were in charge.
What we need is shows like what brought you and Jane out in the first place.
More variety,
more comedy. Man, I love watching, especially the crap you put yourself through, Mick. Man, you getting shot out of bloody whatever with that bloody helmet on and everything.
That's it, mate.
I'll do anything for a laugh. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but there's a problem with Australian drama and normal television programming now. And it's called Netflix, it's called Stan, and it's called younger generation who don't watch TV and they don't sit down to watch it. But reality shows and sports shows do very well on free-to-air TV. That's the sad reality.
All right. Well, good point. Anthony, what are you suggesting, mate?
Hey, Mick, Jane, Dangerous, how are you going?
Good.
That's all right. Listen, first of all, I think George Colombaris is the luckiest, least deserving man in Australia at the minute.
Yep.
Yep. You steal that amount of money from anybody else and you're in prison, right?
So you represent a school of a group of people out there who are very angry about... I suppose the hand slapping nature of his fine.
Absolutely.
Apart from the fact he paid it back. So people who steal money from other people don't pay it back, and George did pay it back.
Well, when he got caught, he did.
Well, that was he put himself in because the accountants went in and saw what had happened previously, and so anyway.
So you don't see it as theft. You don't see it as...
Well, I'm sure the people who worked for George saw it as theft, but they've now been compensated, reimbursed, and I imagine that they're more satisfied than that. If you get ripped off any other way, you don't get your money back. So they have to be happy about that, I'm
sure. Lucky they got ripped off by George because they got their money back.
Well,
so it's really fortunate.
It's a happy ending for them.
So good on George. Okay, Gabby, what do you want to say?
Hey, guys. I want to say, although I am going to be really sad that they're not on the air anymore, I love watching them.
It's a good show.
It's a wonderful show, but at the same time, George did abuse his position of authority to steal $8 million from people.
But is that a reason for them all to be taken off and the negotiations to break down and have a rethink and revamp?
But maybe that is why
show.
It all broke down. How do we know? How do we take on board the Channel 10
news? If Matt is on his way in, and when he comes in, he can tell us. Or he can call us on the phone. We'll take a phone call, Matt.
How confident are you that Matt's on his
way? No, not very confident.
20 minutes away.
I'm not very
Matt
confident.
Matt Preston is booked
Maddie,
to be on this show in 20
Matt.
Minutes. Let's just say, best to say, the phones have gone a little cold. Mm. They're not actually...
Not just from Matt. It's from the Channel 10 publicity department who say, want to know more? Please get in touch with us. Well, they're not picking
Preston,
up phones.
Preston, you owe us. We do
He'll
things for
in.
You whenever you ask us,
Matt,
and we consider you to be someone more than just an associate.
He'll call.
He co-hosted this show one time when you were away.
He's filled in for me.
Of the show.
He will honour his commitment.
He will, I think.
Or you know what? He will. We'll blend a press release saying Matt Preston is no longer welcome on Kennedy Malloy.
No.
After failing to reach an agreement, we have decided that Matt will never appear.
Well, I'm not. What I'm amazed at is that everyone we're trying to contact at Channel 10 are claiming they had no idea this was about to drop. So again, this is unfolding, everybody around Australia. This is happening right now, live. This whole MasterChef bombshell. Mm. And I saw Gary Meehan this morning. I did a podcast with him for his food podcast show on Podcast
You're
One.
You're like the Black Widow.
Me?
You bought the...
I
you
did
bring,
not.
The stink of death.
He did not give any indication this was going to happen. I'm absolutely...
Really?
No.
Nothing. Not even a...
Not at all.
Big news coming later
I'm
today.
I'm not convinced Gary knew this morning.
Here's another release here. An announcement of Channel 10. Have you been paying attention? We'll
what?
No longer...
don't say it. So.
Well, who knows? I don't know who to trust anymore.
I don't know what's going on either.
Mm. All right, well, I don't know what to do. Call if you want. We don't care. We've thrown
We're throwing the whole show
out
the window.
And we'll try and lock in and let you know if Matt is coming in. I'm pretty hopeful.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And a shock announcement. From Network 10, press release went out at the start of the show. Channel 10 today announced that Matt Preston, Gary Meehan and George Columbaris will not return as judges in the next season of MasterChef Australia. A bombshell has been dropped.
Wow. It's fishy. I don't like it.
Well, the timing is unusual. We're suggesting.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, particularly
with George. Last episode tonight, George is on the ropes. How did we just make all that go away? Big announcement.
I'm very confused. I'm shocked, and as a long-time viewer and lover of the show...
You're a little distressed and not making a lot of sense. You've said some silly things.
No, I have not said silly things at all. How dare you?
I think you're over-emotional.
No, I'm not emotional.
You're not seeing this for what it is.
I'm not.
Hooray!
I'm suggesting...
It's an opportunity for you, Jane.
It's not an opportunity.
Jane's already thrown a hat
show reel together and get it down to Channel 10.
Jane Kennedy.
Stop it.
Manu. And
Mick.
And the and chef from Healthy, Wealthy and Wise.
Oh, Ian Hewitson.
Ian Hewitson.
Or Aristos, the surprise
and
chef.
Maggie Beer.
And Maggie Beer.
No, but look, this is my point. I keep saying good luck in trying to find entertainers.
Here's something I'd like to know.
Who can do it?
Has anyone's cooking improved since MasterChef?
Yes.
I reckon it has.
Has it changed the landscape?
I reckon it has.
100%.
Do you think there's a higher standard of cooking out there?
Yes, I do.
Is there increased interest in cooking?
Yes.
Do they teach people to take more pride in what they serve?
Yes,
all
they
right,
do.
All right.
Plate up.
Exactly. My kids go, I say, I'm plating up, everyone.
No more plating
Come
up.
Come and get
no
it.
No more plating up from Matt. I'm going to hear his tummy rumbling. We'll get to the bottom of this. Supposed to be joining us in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. Liz, what do you make of all this?
I am shocked. I agree with Jane. This is, to me, the only cooking show competition where it's based on actual cooks.
Right.
They're not being, like Channel 7's Idiot Show and Channel 9, they're not being put together for drama queens and for conflict.
And for people who can't cook.
That as well. And when you, Jane, were saying about the hosts are chefs, but they're also entertaining and everything, perfect example where that didn't work was Adriana Zumbo.
That's right. He had his own show. And right. This is what I'm saying. Chefs are chefs. They do one thing. They didn't grow up wanting to be entertainers, did they?
Liz, I don't think we need to kick Adrian Azumba's head in right now, do we?
I love him. I love him and his products. But he wasn't like the guys. He's not as good as the guys as in TV personality.
That's
Liz, who could you see possibly replacing them?
Nobody.
Jane Kennedy?
Oh, Jane, of course.
Well, of course. And I could dress up like Matt Preston.
No, you're going
so
nowhere.
So that from a distance, so I the look viewers like wouldn't Matt know. Preston.
That's embarrassing, Liz.
All right. Well Thank done, you. Liz. Good call.
Hey, Damo.
Yeah.
G'day, guys.
Yeah, you're reminiscing with us with some other great chefs from the television.
Yeah, move on, Jane. Those three are already dead. Oh. Time to replace them.
Yep.
Everything old is new again.
Yep.
Keith Floyd, he's your Gary Meehan, your weak link.
Mate, Floyd, I love Floyd's cooking show.
Floyd was great.
And Floyd, to me, was one of the original. And the fun, if you ever go out and... What was the show called? Floyd? Floyd?
Yes.
It was on the ABC.
Yeah.
And if you ever see an old episode, here's the fun.
Right.
Let's just say Floyd liked to drink.
Yes, okay. He did a lot.
And the continuity and editing was always hard because his wine glass was always at a different level. Yeah. And if you watch the show, it's incredible. From shot to shot, the amount of wine in his glass is always varying.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
Driven them bonkers.
It's my favourite. Peter Russell Clark, he's still there. We can have some of his fruity language. Can we find that?
Yeah, do you want to have a listen?
Yes, please.
From the Swearing Hall of Fame.
Let's have a listen.
G'day. What's the name of this? So I'm making something special with some broccoli and some that stuff. That's carrot. Now, where's the cheese? Australian Eden, by the way, you. So hard boil and chill them, roll them in flour, press sausage meat and vegetables around them, brush them with a beaten egg, cover them with breadcrumbs and f***ing fry the till they go black.
All right, Damo, I like it. Throw in Bernard King as your nasty judge.
The triumvirate is there.
I'd watch that.
Every show needs an angry bald man.
Every show. All right. Hey, by the way, if we mentioned everyone's getting their AC/DC.
Copy of the reissue, the 40th anniversary of Highway to Hell. And we'll put you in the draw for the big prize too, which is the Gibson SG Special Guitar. It's worth $1,800. Cool. Yeah, don't be shy.
Let's go to Bill. Bill.
Janie, Mick, how you doing?
Yeah, good. What would you like to add to this?
Mate, get it all off, mate. Bring back a low, a low, different stroke, happy days.
Mash.
The one to Dobbs.
Mash.
Come on, man. Get your garbage off.
Brady Bunch.
How old are you, Bill?
Sorry?
How old are you?
43.
Oh, you're a baby. Now, come on. Why do you want to see a low, a low back?
I love it. The two Ronnies.
Oh my God.
That's it. You've got to do fun. On the buses will be next. Thanks, Bill. Whitney's joining us in the studio. So,
Whitney's our producer here, guys.
Producer on the show.
We've worked her hard today because it's been one of those days.
So we've been trying to lock down someone from Channel 10 to come on from publicity to explain what's going on because you have been talking to them.
Yeah, since the news dropped just after 4 p.m, it's been kind of mental.
It's been kind of mental. You've spoken to them. They are listening. We know that. And is anyone prepared to come on?
No, unfortunately, Matt Preston is not coming on our show this afternoon anymore.
Boo!
And neither is anyone from Channel 10, so I do apologise.
But they must, they've got to expect that people are going to ring up and want to know. You can't expect Channel 10 to just put out a media release and go, want to know more, please get in touch, then turn off all your phones. Of course everybody wants to know, and we're bothered by this because of the strategic timing.
It's the last
show of the year.
We've devoted an hour of our show to it. It'll rain its tits off tonight. Mm. It was starting to smell a great big fat, publicity stunt here. Mm.
But I don't want it to be. This is
Why
not
would you
fair.
Announce it today? Why this would you is, announce it today?
And also, it's not fair to Gary, Matt and George, because is this the end for they wouldn't
this
have
is
a,
their final
they've got
episode.
No chance to say goodbye.
Mm.
This is not fair to them. Well, they can't.
Why?
Because I'm sure they didn't know that it was
so you're saying it's not live tonight.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's live. Sometimes they have different things when they have
When
finals.
You do it, will you insist it's a live TV show? So Matt's not coming in.
No,
well, that's
I'm
really,
really
disappointing.
Sorry.
We have a relationship with Matt. Mm. He fills in for me when I'm not here and he does the show with you.
This is what I'm suspecting.
I consider him to be a friend of yours.
He is a friend of ours.
Why?
He's a friend of both of us.
You've still got commitments. I don't care what's going on.
No, I have a feeling that this is, by the way that everybody's talking at 10...
It's
there's,
a big
there's
shock.
Not nobody knew.
Yeah,
and I'm suggesting George, Gary, and Matt didn't know.
Mm.
And I don't think they knew this press release was going out.
Well, the only person who seems to know anything about this is you at the moment. You seem to know where everything is, what everyone's thinking.
I am speculating and I am trying to put everyone's mind at ease.
From all my conversations, that's what it sounds like.
You're
it
throwing
wasn't
your hat
meant
into
to
the
go
ring.
Out today.
Oh, my God.
This timing
could not be better from you.
Are you serious?
You know who I'm worried about.
Listen, you did this again to me when Carl Stefanovic left the Today Show and I'm trying to build and repair my relationship with Georgie Gardner and Deborah Knight, and that's taking a lot.
Do you feel you've white-handed George and Matt in this instance?
No,
seem to have been working
this way. They'll listen to this.
Do you know who I feel sorry
for? They'll know who I've been supporting.
Do you know who I feel sorry for?
Who?
Yukio. I mean, Yukio is going to take this very... He's going to take this
Yukio
badly.
Was the MasterChef contestant that I think we loved the most. That
he was
such
a good little fella.
Well,
when I think of MasterChef, I will always think at the height of everything and what it's all about. It's those the little chefs who try so hard.
Guys and girls.
Who face the brutality.
Who got very emotional at times when they're trying to, you know, cook something. Let's have a little listen and reminisce.
So happy.
I can memorize recipes, but in the end, I don't have someone to teach me and guide me.
Yukio, you want to be in the top 50?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Proud, that's what it's all about.
And that's what it's been for 10 years. This is the 11th season.
MasterChef.
No.
Channel 10 telling you it's coming back?
It's coming back.
It is
just
coming
with new
back
judges.
With new judges.
Oh, hello, Jane Kennedy.
No,
this
2020.
Is massive.
Oh,
massive.
It's a drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're on all the socials. You can always keep in touch by Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at Kennedy Malloy.
Call us on any of those. Matt Preston, your friend, who's you're supposed to be
I'm
best buds. Well, yeah, we have a competitive relationship.
You have a competitive relationship with Matt. Why?
We have similar frame and ilk. Mate. Yeah. If I popped on a cravat, I could do that show.
Oh, well, why don't you
take
do the new one?
Three episodes for them to realise it was not the real Matt Preston.
Hey, Peter Ford, Australia's best informer of
he's wrote some terrible
news.
Things about me over the years.
Peter Ford has.
Yeah, Peter Ford has. Yeah, totally.
Really?
He's going 3W and cane.
Oh, no kidding.
Well, I'm just going to read out something he says.
Unprofessional, I think I was.
Documents relating to MasterChef negotiations leaking like you wouldn't believe. $1.5 million each for guaranteed 2 years. So that's what they're asking, and I don't think that's outrageous.
I wouldn't have thought that's too excessive for your number one
in the world of show business. Imagine if it was in the US.
I haven't made that much money in my career. Oh. That's a lot of money. I mean, for all
over
of,
2 years.
For all of us who work hard and just try and get by, and you're trying to tell me that someone who gets free, it's not only 1.5, also all the free food they get to eat.
Oh, well, that's
true.
Fine. So it's with meals.
It's a win-win.
They're up there. They're just sitting there.
But if that is the truth, if that's what they were asking and Channel 10 didn't come to the party on that, I say, come on, Chen.
It could look stupid
when they go to Channel 9.
And go.
Hugh Mark's on the line now. Trust me.
Hey, I've just been informed Libby Trickett is good to go right after the news.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're going to speak to
her.
Right after
news. Talk about Matt Hort.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Big. That doesn't tell you the half of it. Right now, we're supposed to be talking to Matt Preston, who's pulled the pin. He's gone to ground.
Well,
he's in some kind of witness protection scheme.
I'm pointing the finger at Ten and their publicity department, who are sticking to the 50s and the old world of, we better not talk to anybody about it. No, it's 2019 now.
What are you hiding, Channel 10? What are you hiding? All we want is someone
to
come on air and talk us through it.
The fact that MasterChef judges Gary Meehan, Matt Preston and George Colombaris no longer be MasterChef judges next year.
Jane
this is the last
Kennedy
time.
Kennedy is
not.
Pushing for it. Give us a call if you think Jane should.
Jane 2020.
Okay. Hey, another massive story that is a global story right now. Australia's own Mac Horton has created a furore in the swimming world.
A major, very political stance.
After his stance yesterday. Yep. We took some calls on this topic yesterday, and people were split as to whether you suck it up and do it because he's allowed to swim, or whether you say, no, enough is enough, a line in the sand, I've trained so hard, this is my life. Mm. I don't accept the result. We had a lot of talk back. Australia seemed divided. Mm. Fina have come out and in response to his stance, which was not to get on the podium next to the winner from China, this is what Fina's response was today as Katrina O'Hearn, Christine O'Turn.
Yep, that's it.
From Nine.
This letter in part reads, while Fina respects the principle of freedom of speech, it has to be conducted in the right context. As in all major sport organisations, our athletes and their entourages are aware of their responsibilities to respect Fina regulations and not use Fina events to make personal statements or gestures.
Okay, there it is. It's fairly heavy. Everyone's had their say. You know who I want to hear from? I have someone who swam for Australia.
I think that's a good idea.
Who's made the same level of commitment.
And who understands the seriousness of not getting up on that podium.
So well, I've got one on the line now who's represented this country at the highest level and with great success. On the line from Brisbane is Libby Trickett. How are you, Libby?
Good afternoon, guys. I'm really well. How are you?
We are. We're good. Thank you for coming on. Can you lay it out for us? You're well aware of what's going on. Firstly, what's your opinion of Mac Horton? And what do you make of his decision?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting few days, I think, since Mac made the decision not to stand on the podium. To be honest, as not only a very proud Australian, but also as a former athlete, I'm incredibly proud of him. I think what he did was actually quite brave. I think brave and courageous gets thrown around a little bit, but yep. I actually really do believe that it's quite brave. He's only 23 years old, yep. and he's taken this massive, very public stance in something that he really believes in, which is a clean sport and ensuring a level playing field for all athletes. And I don't know about you guys, but me at 23 probably wouldn't have been able to take such a...
I was an idiot at 23.
Oh, right? Like, it's crazy that he's able to do that, and I'm really proud of him.
Libby, you're a gold medalist, and that's a very special thing to hold on to. Mac was awarded the silver medal, and I still think we know that that's just as important to do.
Yeah.
Does it take away from him the actual... What the swim that he actually did?
Look, his performance was exceptional. I think he's had a pretty tough year. He only just scraped onto the World Championship team, essentially as a lifeline from Swimming Australia. So it's amazing that he was able to stand up on the day and come second. So that is a remarkable achievement in of itself. However, I can understand the frustration that he would be experiencing, as all athletes probably do from time to time in their careers when there are rumours about other athletes who might be doping.
Yep.
In Sun Yang's case, it's he's been a known drug doper. Unfortunately, he was suspended in 2014 for 3 months. And now there's another situation that has sort of arisen where, you know, this whole thing with his entourage breaking a vial of blood and then not providing a sample, very strange, very bizarre, and it wasn't sorted before the World Championship, and I think that's where the issue really comes.
It's not a good resume. Can I ask, and you might know this, if he's subsequently swimming because it's being appealed, Fina made a finding he wasn't there, WADA are appealing. If it's ultimately found to be guilty, does he get stripped of that gold medal and does that go to Mac Horton then, or does no one, is it vacated?
It would have to be. Like, if he gets found guilty, which at this stage we have to make sure that people understand that he has, by FINA standards, done no wrong. They've looked into the issue and have allowed him to compete at the World Championships. However, as you mentioned, Nick, the WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority, do have an issue with it. They want to take it to the Court of Arbitration for Sport.
Yep.
And they want to look into it further. However, the situation wasn't dealt with prior to the World Championships, and I think that's really where
a lot of the athletes are having a big issue with it. Yeah. But if he is then found guilty through that process, for sure he would get stripped of this medal, and for sure Mac would be elevated to the gold medal. But it's not the moment, you know. It's not the experience of standing on...
No, that's right. You've been wrong.
The international anthem.
Libby, over your long career, did you suspect that you ever swam against anybody and it was a medal at stake that may have been using drugs?
Have you been robbed?
That's what we want to know. And has it bugged you?
Yeah, look, there's always rumours and innuendos, and you never want to say that someone is definitely doing it without it being proven so. But yeah, definitely there were athletes that I competed against that you kind of wonder. Unfortunately, when there is so much on the line, such as an Olympic gold medal or a World Championship gold medal, and that medal could mean a life-changing financial experience for the athlete who is competing, then that's when people take that leap, you know, and do things that they probably otherwise wouldn't.
I think what everyone has to understand too is I can't think of a worse sport to be ripped off in, because I don't know of anyone who trains harder,
right,
who gives more of their life, who swims 10Ks a day, who gets up at 6 every morning, who looks at a line on the bottom of a pool. And to do that for this one thing, you're not in the news all the time. It comes along every 4 years. There's a world title, and then there's a gold, an Olympic medal. Mm. So to have that taken from you would be almost unbearable, I would have thought.
Yeah, when you're training 35 hours a week for the better part of a decade, and you get one opportunity every 4 years to win an Olympic gold medal, it's pretty hard to swallow, for sure. Perversely, I think people are talking about swimming more again, which is actually quite nice to see, because unfortunately, a year out from the Olympic Games, we're not broadcast on national television.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's kind of weirdly nice to see it in the news, but probably not for the...
We love our swimmers, Libby. You know that, as Aussies. We love supporting you all.
And you seem more of the one of the more well-adjusted ones of retired, Libby, I have to say. Congratulations to you.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Hey, Libby, you mentioned how brave he is. Unfortunately, the dark side of this and what he's done is he's now receiving death threats on social media.
Oh,
and there's probably an organised systematic campaign from China who are pretty good at this stuff. Mm. He has angered a pretty powerful nation. So you're right, damn right, he is brave. And whether you agree with his stance or not, I personally do. But I think you have to say brave and
terrible.
Courageous is right. And it's unfair, the predicament he now finds himself in.
It is, and we can only hope that FINA really stands up and takes notice. And I am disappointed that they have issued him a warning, because what better platform for him to make a stance against, you know, or for clean sport, I should say. And hopefully we can only see the playing field levelled as it should be, and FINA really taking charge of that.
Good on you, Libby. Thanks for your time today. And we'll catch up soon.
Good on you, Libby.
Thank you.
Olympic gold medalist Libby Trickett joining us there.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Still, the silence is deafening from Channel 10, from Matt Preston's management. He was supposed to be in here 20 minutes ago. He stood us up. Maybe he's unreliable.
No, he's maybe not. That's not true. What I'm concerned about...
I thought I knew
about,
Matt Preston.
You do know him. I think this is what's happened.
Really disappointed.
This has been...
Not surprised.
This has been... I think that they have been negotiating a contract. This is what I'm predicting, everyone. I think they've been negotiating their contracts for weeks and weeks and weeks. The night of the grand final...
Yes.
The lawyers from Channel 10 have come back to all their agents and said, we can't settle on a price for them. It's over.
Yeah, that's what the press release says.
Yeah, but they had just dumped with it today, like 3 hours before the show goes to air. I think this
Well, why would you do that? Why is the timing... Curious.
Well, I don't understand how television networks' lawyers work.
George Columbaris is off the hook.
He's not.
Do you know what? George is now out of a job. You know what he should do? I hope he doesn't have to go and get a job working tables in one of his own restaurants. If he does,
I'm
make
saying
sure you
Channel
check,
10,
you check your pace.
Go back and work out your negotiations again. You're mad, absolutely mad, if you get rid of those three guys who host MasterChef. Good luck going to find some other chef that you have on. I've seen a lot of them to host a primetime show.
And they'll probably go straight across the road and kick your head in.
Well, You know, that's how it works. Then we.
There's only a few of us in this industry who are genuinely talented. Who you can hang an entire.
Well, I'm saying this is what happened with Jeremy on Top Gear.
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
The show's a dud.
They couldn't work. Have you ever heard anybody talk about Top Gear again?
Well, no. It still goes
well,
right.
Well, Matt LeBlanc started hosting it.
But it wasn't the worldwide phenomenon.
No. Why don't you, and they're so cocky at Top Gear, they go, oh, we'll just get Matt LeBlanc and a few other knobs to host it.
You
and died.
Matt LePreston. I could replace Matt.
You could.
You could do the eating part. But the knowledge
so
that
rude
Matt,
to me.
No, you know what? Matt has so people just don't underestimate how good and clever these guys are.
Why wouldn't he come in here and talk to us today?
Because he's shaken up.
He's been gagged.
That is what's going on. The network is crazy. Don't do this. You can't have people
going
to come on and promote a grand final show.
I think the network's done a pretty good job of it. We've devoted an hour of it. Everyone else will be doing it. What's the biggest story on social media?
Trending number one.
Say trending number one on the eve of, as you call it, the grand final. Yeah. It's just a masterpiece of promotion.
If I
hear this in the next week, we have agreed to terms and it's business as usual. Then I will tip.
Are you really going to think that that's what they're doing?
Well, you're hoping that because you want the job.
I think you'd be great on it, by the way. I really do.
I really wish we had a camera in here so people could see.
I mean, you've been pushing for it.
How far my eyes are rolling in the back of my head and that I'm keep clutching my head.
What would you plate
in
up?
Frustration.
What would you plate up? What would be your
What's your dish?
Signature dish.
Oh, I could do pork belly. See what you made me do? I don't want the job. All right, let's change gears.
You cook a risol.
Let's change. I can cook a risol.
I love a good risol.
Me too.
I did some risols.
It's underrated.
I used Curtis Stone's meat last night.
Is risol the most underrated meat dish?
Well, it's
sausage.
A burger, basically.
How dare you? A risol sitting. I'd plate it up next to some mash.
Yeah, yum.
Oh, that's yummy.
Maybe some mash with some onion in it.
Yes, please.
Do you like gravy with your risol?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
That sounds awesome.
We should leave some pictures show where you just cook me risols.
Called risols. Risols, anyone? Risols are ready. That's the name of the show.
That's the name of a restaurant.
Risols are ready.
Your regular table, Mr. Malloy. Yes. I'd be popping those suckers like Maltesers.
Would you be having the meatloaf tonight or the risol?
I'll start with the risol.
Maybe a little cottage pie on the side and shepherd's pie too. You know there's a difference. I'm going to talk about something completely different.
Not here, not now, you're not. We're going to go to a break.
All right.
Come back. It's a Nicole Kidman and a love letter, a love song written to her.
You want to call it a love song?
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have been married for 13 years.
Yeah. Is it a showbiz marriage? Or is they?
No, they're completely loved up. They're very in love. And
was
so
it two agents
so.
Getting together and saying
no,
this would be good for both of us? No,
I know we've been very cynical today about the world of show business, but this is the real deal.
Anymore.
You don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
They
either.
Seem happy, don't they?
They do seem very happy.
Yeah. How happy?
Yesterday, well, they are happy.
How happy?
Well, happy enough for Keith Urban to write a song about it.
Really? Okay. So
a really raunchy kind of song.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Nicole is his muse. Let's just hear what he has to sing about his wife.
It's the song called Gemini.
She's a maniac in the bed, put a brainiac in her head.
Nicole was asked actually by Carl Sandilands yesterday and Jackie O about how blatant that was about, you know, she's a maniac in the bed.
And I don't think that should be followed up with, I know everyone knows.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I know everybody knows. And I actually heard this interview and Nicole was really, she wasn't embarrassed, but she said, look, I don't censor his art, but it is a little embarrassing. And it's better than him saying, God, I'm so bored. Make an effort. I was just thinking, you know.
Is that a good thing? Would you like that in a relationship with the world to hear about how you...
Bit of a humble brag.
Well, you're often saying you go off like a firecracker.
Yeah. I go off like a firecracker.
In fact, you say it all the time.
Yeah.
In fact, too much.
Well, that could be supported by a number of...
recipients.
I'm not saying it's a wild ride, but sometimes...
All right, we don't need to hear any more details, surely. You're not going on, are you?
In the throes of lovemaking.
Oh, stop it. Don't say lovemaking.
I need radio clowns to take onto the bed and just calm the farm a bit.
Okay.
Oxygen masks have been known to drop from the ceiling. Mm. Sprinklers are gone off. You know the smoke detectors?
Oh, mate. Dave.
God, you're full of yourself, honestly. Listen to yourself.
Well, you're thinking of other songs, though. I mean, that's a really... Gemini is a good song.
On that note, though, please, no one write a song about it.
He's a firecracker.
So they said, but you would be honoured, wouldn't you, if someone wrote
about your prowess in the band.
However, I say this. He's a country and western star, right?
Yeah.
And he's writing a song about having sex.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd say that has already been done.
You could say...
If that was written about your partner, would you feel...
I'd be very proud. You know, Keith Urban, probably, that he was one of his early influences.
I'm sure he was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keith Bloody Urban. That's what he used to call himself.
Keith Bloody Urban could do a great version of that song.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
Well, there's other
songs. Watch the film clip.
Because it goes hand in hand with country music and romance.
What are you talking about now?
Well, there's other great songs.
Like?
Lee Kernaghan's got a song.
You love this.
I do love this.
What, Ute Me?
Yeah. Ute Me, Ute Me, I like
it out back on a red dirt road. Ute Me,
Ute Me.
That's a very good song.
That is a very good song.
I like that a lot. This is. Have you got anything old school?
Yes, I have actually. This is Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn.
And Laura, I love Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit of this?
No, she wasn't the coal miner's daughter. Who was the coal miner's daughter?
Wasn't she?
I'm not sure.
I think she might have been.
I don't know. But they go off apparently. Coal miner's daughters.
I want you to listen very closely. Pardon me to all our coal miner daughters listening.
Yes, go.
Have a listen to the lyrics of this great country tune.
This is Kennedy Malloy, by the way.
Well, you're the reason I'm riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly.
Darling. Love looks ain't everything.
And money ain't everything.
There you go.
That's a good tune, I like it a lot. Hey. And of course, there's a recently released from the Australian artist, Lament. Well, he's gone off women, I'd say, who've broken his heart.
Yeah.
And he's found another option.
Luke Combs, here he is.
Lonely guys come being never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart.
See what women have done? But a beer's never broken his heart, Jane. And that's
how I
feel. That's I could have written that song.
It's very honest.
Yeah, you're right.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All thanks to Lucrif, which is an industry super fund only to benefit members. The PDS you can get at lucrf.com.au.
Now,
I know what you're going to say.
I hope Matt, Gary, and even George are with Lucrif, because you know what? When you change gobs, Lucrif go with you.
Well, they'll be taking to Channel 9 when they start their rival show. Oh.
So this is what Lucrif do. It's an industry super fund run only to benefit members, and it is that easy. If you change jobs, it's not an issue.
It's not
Lucrif
a big drama.
Will help you through it. So George and Matt could be on the phone right now to Lucrif going, guys, we've got an issue.
They'd have a lot of super, wouldn't they? They'd have good super.
And let's be honest, in our industry, which is very fickle,
you
need to have something at the end of the day. And all those guys,
a nest egg.
All of a sudden they can't reach a commercial agreement with a network.
Yep.
Life's been great. They've been on good coin.
That's incredible. All of a sudden, it's gone.
Rug pulled.
Yep.
Oh, no. If only I'd saved for a rainy day. Bang. Lucrif swoops like a superhero and goes, gotcha. Got
now,
your backs, boys.
If you've got any questions, anything you want to know at all about super, and if you haven't thought about it before, now's the time to do it. It doesn't have to be big wads of cash that you put in. It's going to be reasonable, and the people at Lucrif will talk you through it.
You should just give them a call. Or swing by
for
some personalised financial
advice.
They would like to talk to you.
It's
award-winning.
Very easy
super
to do.
Pension.
Where do you go for the website, Dave?
Well, Jane, it is easy to find the PDS, which you should read, at lucrf.com.au.
If only they advertised on the arse of...
They do.
They do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Gee, they're perfect.
Yeah, well done, Luke.
Well done, Luke.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, by the way, all our callers today have a chance of winning the Gibson SG Special Guitar from AC/DC.
Proving very popular here.
That is
Jane, you play guitar. Yeah. Oh, is the Gibson a good one?
It is. Excellent very one. Good. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm asking. It's not my strong suit. I'm, and if you couldn't get cowbell man.
If you couldn't get through today, you can also go online at kennedymalloy.com.au.
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
How do you get online?
What are you talking
about? On the internet.
On Triple M. Go triplem.com.au.
Or kennedymalloy.com.
And then things come up, like Kennedy Malloy, the show.
Well, that's interesting. Or Facebook. How long has this been going on?
Forever.
Oh, yes. About
years?
Since we started.
Boo to you, Matt Preston. I don't care what's going on in your world. You were supposed to come in on our show today.
Right.
You let yourself down. You let us down. You clearly let your network down.
No.
And,
he hasn't let the network down.
I've seen the last of Matt Preston.
No. You can't say that.
I've just did.
You cannot say that.
I could be the new Matt Preston.
Well, is this where this is coming from? You've always been very competitive,
Jane. What are you cooking for dinner tonight? Just, straight up, what are you cooking?
John Dory.
John Dory. How are you doing it?
I'm doing it in tinfoil in a bag with some white wine, some cherry tomatoes, a bit of garlic, and some spinach, pepper and salt, olive oil.
Bang! There it is. There's the next host of MasterChef.
Oh,
Chef.
No, it's
You've
not.
Got it. See?
No.
This is what you do.
No, I'm not.
You can do this.
Do you know what? Do you think Matt Preston would come on our show tomorrow?
No. I don't know.
No. I think, let's put it to him.
Matt rings us up and goes, can you do my charity? I'm in there. First track.
I know.
Hand up in the air.
This
sure,
is an extraordinary situation,
out.
Obviously. I don't think Matt knew that this was happening at all. As if he knew. And it was planned. Why are they putting out a press release at 4 p.m. The night of the grand final show and the very last show, so these three guys don't get a chance to say anything.
Channel
Matt,
10.
Come on the show tomorrow. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, Matt. Say
Please.
Something. Do
we've,
something.
We've built
Come
them
on
open.
The show.
Do something with your life.
We really want to talk to you about this because it's been a bomb show.
We can offer him a job here next year.
Doing what?
He can do phones. He can pop up on the end.
I thought you were going to say my job for a minute.
Oh, don't worry.
I think this has been an extraordinary day in television, to be frank.
This has been an upheaval. Forget the moon landing.
Stand by. We might have Matt Preston on the show tomorrow as well as Dave Reynolds.
And Dave Reynolds. That's
huge. We'll see you then. Wednesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now that the Kennedy Malloy podcast is all done, time to think about tracking down that lost super. Industry-funded lucrative super can help you do it. Read the PDS at lucrf.com.au.